General Motors CEO Dan Akerson saying this week that a company backed by the giant automaker may develop an electric car battery that can go up to 200 miles on a single charge. That is quite a leap, considering that the Chevy Volt can only go about 35 miles on a charge before that gas engine kicks in. To talk about how realistic the vision is and what the prospects of the electric car market are, at this point I'm joined by Alan Baum. He heads Baum & Associates, providing long-range analysis of the automotive market. Alan has worked extensively in the area of crossover vehicles, hybrid, electric, and advanced diesel vehicles. Alan, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Happy to be here, Mike.
So GM put $7 million into California-based Envia Systems in January of 2011. That is the company working on this 200-mile on a single-charge battery. What do you know about Envia, and how realistic is it that they can actually make one?
Well, Envia is a very strong company. It's got a lot of intellectual property, some patents, and it's made a name for itself in the industry in terms of doing this kind of work. So this is important. Obviously, the issue, among others, with electric vehicles is cost, and to the extent that you can produce a better battery with more range at lower cost, that's obviously going to improve the fortunes of the industry.
I see, but 200 miles, where they'd probably have to throw in a few more batteries in for that, right?
Well, no, it's actually the density is the technical term, and the issue is that you get more oomph, if you will, for the technical content that you have. This is not the only company doing this. There are other companies looking into this. A123, which has got some problems of its own in terms of finances right now, has also come through with the breakthrough. The point is there's a lot of activity here, and it is bearing fruit, but we are in a period where this is a relatively new industry, so the question is how quickly and in what form that fruit will come.
Apparently the Tesla S claims that it can get 300 miles on a single charge. The battery apparently is much bigger. The car is very expensive.
That's right.
So in terms of the numbers of miles on a single charge, is there kind of a point where you think electric vehicles, if they hit that number, can really become much more popular?
Well, as I said, it's a question of range anxiety. You know, people concerned that they're literally be out of juice on the side of the road, and also the matter of cost. And this addresses both of those, because if you have a 200-mile battery, then you can also have a 40-mile battery that would be a lot smaller, therefore would reduce the cost. And one thing that GM has found with the Volt is that, in fact, when people actually do purchase the vehicle, they're very satisfied with the range. Now, obviously, with the Volt, you can go over to gasoline as the battery runs out. But people are finding, as studies have proven, that, in fact, they don't drive as much as they think day to day. Obviously, a long trip here and there. But your normal commuting is well within the Volt's 40-mile range, for example. So let's say that they use this technology and use the 40-mile battery, it would make the Volt a lot cheaper. Well, and that, in fact, would mean more sales.
It seems that hybrids are popular among those that have them. I'm talking to Alan Baum, by the way, head of Baum & Associates. I know two people that have, they own Priuses, actually. They seem to really enjoy them. Once someone does buy a hybrid, do you think they ever really go back to a regular vehicle?
It depends on your situation. There are a variety of different technologies. Let's suppose you get a new job and all of a sudden you need to commute from Lansing to Detroit. Well, you're not going to buy a plug-in vehicle or a battery electric. A hybrid might work. Or you might simply decide to get a small car with an internal combustion engine that has very good mileage. And, of course, that's an issue that the battery industry, the electric vehicle industry, has to face. Internal combustion engines are getting much more competitive, much better mileage, and obviously we don't have the issue of running out of charge.
Yeah, but do they really even come close to hybrids, which, what, they get 600 miles on a tank?
Well, again, it depends upon the way the hybrid is constructed. But the point is, if you don't have to worry about where to fill up, and you find that your costs are going down, that may be okay, because, you know, you do have to pay a cost penalty for the hybrid, for the battery electric, for the plug-in hybrid. You're going to pay a little bit of a cost penalty for some of these better fuel economy engines because they have more content in them, but it's not nearly as much. And, you know, we as Americans are not very good at doing the math. You can find that you will save money, but we don't necessarily like to spend that money up front.
Yeah, it seems like you save a lot of money in the long run. Now, the hybrid market, there certainly are choices out there. You got the Honda Insight, the Toyota Prius, the Chevy Volt. Is there a particular one that you would say stands out? And how would you compare the way Japanese automakers are going into this market as compared to the U.S. automakers?
Well, the Prius is obviously the best-selling vehicle, and that's because it's been around for 10 to 15 years. It's established a reputation. The technology is developed. They got the cost out. So it sells over half of the segment is Toyota Prius in various versions. But what you're going to see in the next few years is a lot of new products from a lot of different automakers. Some of them will only be a small number sold in per year. Others, like the Volt and the Leaf, are designed to sell at much higher rates.
And now Ackerson said the GM is also looking at a range of different options, but two of them are these natural gas vehicles and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Although, does it seem like when it comes to these options that they're kind of starting to fade to the back as compared to the these battery-operated ones?
Those are both very far out, and the reason is infrastructure. You know, if you've got a natural gas car, good luck finding a place to fill it up. The same with fuel cells. The kinds of buyers for those are going to be companies that have tanks or installed in their premises, that kind of thing. For the average consumer, that's a long way off. And, you know, in terms of batteries, you obviously can plug into your wall at home, and increasingly you'll be able to charge in public places, but that's still an infrastructure issue as well.
Now, how big of a problem is that in terms of the growth of sales for these cars? Do you think that it will be a stumbling block building this larger infrastructure for charging stations across the country?
Yeah, it is a chicken and egg situation, and the automakers, the power companies, localities, et cetera, are all trying to work that through. There are certain cities around the country, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, in the New York area, D.C., even here in Detroit, a variety of places come to mind where there's a little more activity than there is elsewhere. But, you know, you've got an obvious problem if you're going to go cross-country and you need to stop for a fast charge, for example, for 30 minutes to bring your vehicle up to speed. That might be okay. The problem is that fast charger costs a lot of money to put into place. So there are restrictions there.
In terms of the hybrid market, the sales that are definitely not very dramatic right now, are you a little surprised that consumers aren't taking to hybrids more aggressively?
Well, you know, you got to look at this historically. The Toyota Prius, which we just talked about, since it's been around since 1998 or so, it took several years where the sales were pretty modest before anything happened, and now we're talking about the hybrid market, 300,000 vehicles a year. Now, when you sell 14 million a year, that may not sound like much, but, you know, this isn't a situation where everything's going to go hybrid or electric, far from it. But it's the automakers are looking at it as all hands on deck. We're going to do better with regular internal combustion. We're going to bring diesel. We're going to bring hybrids, electrics, et cetera. So I think that's what we're going to see, and it's going to take time. And so there's going to be some years as we're starting out in this process, particularly with electric vehicles right now, where the volumes are pretty modest.
Now, but there are no real secrets, though, in the industry. I mean, if someone comes out with a highly efficient fuel cell, a battery, electric car battery, the other automakers can quickly duplicate that on their own, can't they?
It depends. I mean, there's certain things that the automakers are trying to do in-house. There's certain things that the suppliers are doing because presumably they have more expertise. But there's also the not just the batteries themselves, but the electronic controls that are associated with the batteries, the motors, the generators, et cetera, and different automakers are taking different approaches. But clearly, if a supplier comes up with these new technologies, it's in their interest to make it as widely available as possible, mm-hmm. and they will not negotiate a contract that would keep them from doing so with the automaker.
One last thing, back to Tesla. It's interesting that they certainly make cool-looking cars, very expensive ones. Is it clear now that they will be able to survive and really become a historic electric car company?
Well, a lot of people think Tesla will eventually be bought by an established car company. The difference with Tesla is that Tesla has employed a lot of people with auto industry experience. They understand that being an auto company is a difficult thing, and you've got to have experts in a lot of different areas. Some of the other car companies that have already fallen by the wayside apparently don't understand that, and they have died as a result.
I see, because Tesla was on the ropes there for a moment, but at this point it looks like they're going to make it through somehow, you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, again, they've got not only selling cars, but they're also selling their expertise, and most importantly, they've got new products coming after the current. So as long as their current products get out there and give them some cash, I think they've got an opportunity to keep going. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if they were purchased by an established company.
Alan Baum, head of Baum and Associates, providing long-range analysis of the automotive market. Alan, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Okay.
Coming up next, we're going to be joined by a psychiatrist who specializes in children with sleeping disorders, and he has a solution. We've got a product that actually apparently works. We'll find out what it is and how it works next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.